Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Alyssa Borges, Curator of Public Programs at the City Museum. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for being here. You guys have a lot going on this summer, and you've got some things you want to talk about today. Walking tours, continuing exhibits, things like that. But first up, you wanted to talk about solo artist applications. What is that all about?
That's right. So we are seeking solo artists for our 2020-2021 exhibit season, which runs from November to February. And so this is our call for applications. And this can be solo artists or group artists, group shows, either way. And these applications are due by August 31st, so that's coming up. The application forms themselves have several steps, so we hope that people pick them up and get started on it as soon as possible. They can be downloaded from our website. You can just go right there and download one and fill it out right away, or stop by the museum to pick one up. And if there's any questions, of course, people can call the museum for more information about it.
So these are the artists who have exhibits monthly, or maybe more than a month, throughout the season.
Right.
So and they're on display in the museum.
Yeah. So beginning November, it's in our main Murray Gallery, the largest gallery. Normally it's a month long, but if we receive few applicants, then sometimes it might be longer. Some people have had up to 2 months.
Who were some of the artists who had exhibits last year?
Well, last year we had the Plain Rain Painters, who were on site with Sidney Lawrence. We had also Alexandra Booklets, among some and others that I can't remember all of them right now.
Sorry, yeah. I can't remember either. I know I interviewed just about everybody, but off the top of my head,
yeah.
Had some great shows though last season.
We did, it was
and
great.
I'm sure you'll have some wonderful shows this season too. What is what's the process for the application? What are some of the materials they should be getting together?
Right.
If they're gonna submit?
Some of the things they're going to need to do are to submit an artist resume. We also are asking for 5 examples of past or current artwork representing the style that they would likely be exhibiting in, which we don't want as original pieces, so that would be submitted as digital or print images. We are also asking for a brief exhibit statement about, you know, a proposal for what they would like to exhibit. It's best to get started right away because it takes a little time to complete the application process.
Is there some writing that they have to do, some like biography, things like that?
When they're accepted, that would be a piece. But just for the application, we're asking for an exhibit statement at this point.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. So when are those due again?
That's August 31st.
Okay. And when's the first exhibit opening?
That would be November.
First Friday, November.
Yeah.
Terrific. And all right. So speaking of First Friday, I know you guys don't really have anything like huge happening at the museum. You've got some ongoing stuff that maybe you want to highlight.
We do. We have our continuing summer exhibits. The main gallery is The Rhythm of Winter, and that's what we do in the cold and dark, a historical look at winter in Juneau. We also have solo artist Christian Carrillo's exhibit, Legacy, which are paintings about the impacts of plastic on the ocean. And we should have our living art exhibit, which is Lily Hope. And she's a Chilkat weaver who's been demonstrating the process right in our entranceway and has been recently joined by Ricky Tagaban, who's also a well-known, talented weaver. So they're really fun to talk to. You learn a lot about the process of history and why they're doing what they're doing, as well as the chance to see the beautiful work. And so that'll be happening first Friday.
I was going to say, that's quite the exhibit right there.
It is. It's quite fun.
And everyone who comes to speak with them and watch what they're doing is lucky.
Yes, definitely.
So that's great. That's a great thing the museum is doing.
Yeah.
And of course, all summer you organize walking tours, and you guys have a lot of those going on.
About
those?
Yeah, so we have regular weekly walking tours, as well as special once-a-month tours. And our regular weekly tours include the Capitol Building, which we try to offer 4-a-day Monday through Friday, but we don't always have enough volunteers to lead these. These are led by locals who are really passionate about the history of our town, and we're lucky to have them. So we do have quite a few offered this month, and the best way to find out about that is to call the museum to see when our availability is. And then, of course, we offer the downtown historic walking tours every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1:30. That's a given. And our special tours this month are repeats of very popular tours. The first one coming up is on Saturday, July 13th at 1 o'clock, and that's the Capitol Killers Walking Tour, which looks at historic murders in our town. And then we have a repeat of the Treadwell Walking Tour on Saturday, July 20th at 1 p.m., and this is just really phenomenal to learn what that complex was like over in Douglas, and that's led by Jim Garrity. He's just a wealth of information. And then we also have the last special tour is the Downtown Geology for Rock Enthusiasts, and that one is on Wednesday, July 24th. So those tours, those special tours, they do sell out really quickly, and the best way to get a hold of a ticket is to call the museum or drop by.
Are there still tickets available for all of
these? There are. At this speaking, there are.
Because I know that the True Crimes Walking Tour sold out last month.
Yeah, and it's just about sold out again, but there are a few spots still left.
They all sound really, really interesting. Yeah. And you and I were speaking a little bit beforehand about how these are pretty easy walks for folks.
They are.
All abilities, very accessible.
I think the hardest part is just getting to the museum, and then once you're at the museum, the walking tours are mostly flat, even some downhill. The historic downtown tour, you do have to go up one more block at the end to have your tea and cookies at the Capitol Inn at the very end, but it's worth the extra hike.
You can take the stairs, too.
Yeah, there's the stairs. So, they're all pretty leisurely. You stop a lot and talk, and yeah.
Do you know what's the route for the True Crimes walking tour?
So that's a good question. I have not actually been on that one. And I know that Ed and Betsy like to mix that up a little bit. I don't think they do it exactly the same way every time. But I do know they head down from the museum. And there's an area that with the Birdman of Alcatraz that's not too far from the museum. Mm-hmm. And then they head down a bit.
All right. Well, that's all great stuff. And more information available at the City Museum website. Also on the Facebook page, I see Facebook events for all of your walking tours.
Yes.
And other things going on. So that's really helpful.
That's right.
Anything else that you want to mention or highlight while you're here?
I would like just to shout out to anybody who might be interested in volunteering, even just for a couple hours a week. We are looking for people to lead Capitol building tours, the downtown history tour, and any, if you're interested in front desk visitor services, we train. And, you know, it's not a huge time commitment. It could just be a couple hours a week. But if you're at all interested in volunteering, definitely contact the museum.
All right. Alyssa Borges, Curator of Public Programs at the City Museum, thanks so much for being here today and sharing all that great information and updates.
Thanks for having me, Shelley.